My labor consultant, Mohammed Afum, says it is too early to say whether or not organized labor achieved its objective in yesterday's demonstration. Nevertheless, Mr. Afum believes the action will prompt government to urgently address the difficult conditions confronting the country. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Afum denied suggestions that organized labor has not done enough in assisting government to address the problems confronting Ghanaians. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwatin.
One would not say immediately that yesterday's strike would have achieved their objective. But as I did say, the purpose of a political strike is to put pressure on government to alter its policies or even to move away from a policy direction. What you must not lose sight of the fact is that the organized labor is a very powerful civil society organization and a pressure group, which is unlike others. Unlike others in the sense that they have a weapon, which is the strike, which other civil society organizations do not have. The weapon is a weapon that political parties do not even have, because they can bring the government to its knees. And that is why it's important that after yesterday's strike, let us wait and see whether the objective will have been achieved.
Let's look at the issues that preceded the demonstration. Organized labor, we are told, had series of meetings with government to iron out the differences between the two groups. And then government made its position clear that it was not hurting Ghanaians deliberately. Government explained the conditions under which the economy finds itself, yet labor went ahead and demonstrated. So would this alter government's position when government has stated clearly that it is not deliberate?
Right now, I would not say whether the objective would have been achieved. But let us not also forget that organized labor stated that this is only a first step, and if their demands are not met, there are other alternatives that they can follow. I would not want to preempt what they are going to do, but I did say that organized labor is a civil society organization which is very, very powerful, and they have a power and a weapon that is the strike, which they can use. I believe that government must recognize this power and see where it can make changes in its policies to ensure that ordinary workers and the generality of the public are not unduly affected. It is true that the country's economy is facing challenges, but the bottom line is that one expects those who are in charge to manage them in such a way that it will not affect the living conditions.
Mr. Fum, others believe that the role of organized labor, the mandatory role, has been in a way relegated to the background. And now what organized labor usually understands is to lead strikes. But in the West, we know that organized labor usually makes wonderful, important contributions at ensuring that the economies of these countries move on. Why is it that in Ghana, we usually don't see organized labor trying to bring forward concrete proposals that could improve the economy?
It is not correct to say that organized labor has not been making suggestions on the way forward for the economy. If you remember, at the end of their congresses and in between, organized labor has been issuing a lot of statements, urging government to take a certain look at its policy direction and change them because of its impact on the workers as well as the economy. So organized labor has been putting out suggestions, alternatives on policy directions which the country should go to address, you know, what is happening. But it appears that policymakers and politicians, because they are in government, we think that they are not bound to take advice from organized labor. And that is where, when it comes to a place where the workers feel they are hit, and workers are losing their jobs, their pensions are, pension security especially, being eroded, then they decide that let us move on and use our weapons to force governments to change its policy direction.